Toyota Brookhaven services all makes and models. That could be why we were voted best service department the past 2 years. Come see why. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota Brookhaven, we deliver.
Shop Local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3. Putting a spotlight on homegrown Mississippi-based businesses, made in Mississippi products, and their impact on your community and the Magnolia State. Now, your hosts, Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner.
Welcome to the Shop Local Mississippi Show. We are so happy to be speaking to everyone in Mississippi today. Working or not, back to school or not, it's that time of year. Today we have Sean Hancock from Petal, a local yokel. Hey, Sean, how you doing?
I'm great, Melissa. How are you? Thank you for having me on today.
We are so excited to have you on today and so many different things to talk about. We understand that you have Boom Premium Products, and that is a wide array of what started with the seasoning in your kitchen.
It did, and that's a really cool story, and I'm glad you're the one that gets to ask me about it and interview me about it, because everything else kind of morphed from you, and I appreciate that so much. But yeah, it started from a steak seasoning. I'm just a steak connoisseur. I love steaks. I'm a really good cook. I love to cook, and I could never find a steak seasoning that was well-balanced. It was always too much of something or not enough of something, so I figured I would just make my own, and I knew what the tastes were, what the flavor profiles were, so I ordered all of it and started just doing some mixing until I came up with a well-balanced, perfectly balanced steak seasoning. In my opinion, it's perfectly balanced, and it's the best one out there. So I had it, started giving it away for gifts, and all of my friends and family, everybody I was giving it to, were just kind of at all with it and telling me that it was the best they've ever had, and really encouraging me to commercialize it and get it on the shelves. So I started doing that, and then of course when I came out with the first batch, and I didn't know where to go, didn't know what to do, didn't know how to get it on shelves, I went to you, and you helped me from there, and then just started expanding my brain, and you liked it a lot, and you started telling me other uses for it, things we could do with it. You had Mickle's pickles, and so we could start making some pickles with it, and just all kind of other things. So it just really, really opened my mind up, and I already had some other products that I was making at home. And since I thought it was going to be so hard to get it on the shelves, I just didn't try to commercialize anything else. But you really made the process easy for me. You introduced me to Made in Mississippi, which is a government program. I got hooked up with them. And so I started pushing my other products out. And so I have Bloody Mary mix that I've always had. It's a really good blend. It's actually seasoned with my steak rub. And since you had all the vegetable lines, we started marinating the vegetables in Bloody Mary mix. So now we virtually have every type of vegetable that you can think of that would complement a Bloody Mary marinated in Bloody Mary mix. So you go to the shelves, it'll say Boom Bloody Mary Jumbo Olives. So that's your Queen Olives right there, and they're marinated in the Bloody Mary mix, and the Bloody Mary mix really gives it a different flavor profile than you can imagine, like the pickles. It doesn't taste like a pickle to me. It tastes more like an entree item. It's a meaty flavor. We have the baby button mushrooms. Anything that's marinated in that Bloody Mary mix is just a really good, different flavor. If you already like mushrooms or olives or pickles or any of those vegetables, I really encourage you to pick up some that's marinated in the Bloody Mary mix. It's super good. I also use the Bloody Mary mix for food bases, like a soup base or chili or spaghetti or gumbo base. We have other rubs out now. We have the Old Nala Raging Cajun, which is an all-purpose Cajun season. I have the Dixie Dust all-purpose seasoning. All of those are super, super good. I actually have a challenge for people to try to find something you don't like the all-purpose seasoning on. I have people from all over the country, because I travel all over the country and I give this stuff away to all of my friends all over, and they're taking pictures of trying it just on virtually everything. They're not getting ridiculous with it. They're not putting it on donuts or in cereal, but scrambled eggs, anything like that, butter beans, any type of meat, they're sending back videos and pictures of it, just talking about how it's their favorite.
Sean, I want to go back to your the steak rub originally that you came mm-hmm. with the commercial products that you tried, what was it about those recipes that you just didn't like that led you to go, I'm going to devote some time to really do it right?
Well, most things have too much salt in it, number one. Number two, most everything has additives in it, especially here in the States. We have so many additives. Again, I'm a world traveler, so I get to try the food from all over the country, and I mean all over the world, and I know that other places in the world, they do not have those additives and dyes and stuff like that in them. My best friend died last year from cancer, and that's just something that really drives home to me, is to keep additives out of food, anything that's cancerous, anything that could harm your body whatsoever. So I pride myself in my products being all natural and additive free, dye free. So that was a huge thing for me right there with the additives. But a granule size is another thing that's huge to me. Is that if it has, you know, that the granule size of the pepper is too large, and it gives you, when you're trying to eat your piece of steak and you're chewing on a big piece of pepper instead, and that's what you're tasting is the pepper instead of the steak, you know, that drives me nuts. So granule size is big to me. The flavor profiles, if it didn't have any onion in there, I want onion in there. I like onion flavor. You know, I couldn't find a steak rub with onion in there. So I was steadily, you know, adding onion powder to my steak rub that I was buying across the counter just to try to add onion to it. Now the secret ingredient to all of mine, everything that I put out, is bell pepper. So it's not a secret anymore, but bell pepper I put in everything. Bell pepper is a very hard ingredient to find in any type of flavor profile, so I use bell pepper. Another thing that I pride myself on is I don't use powders, I use granules. The reason I use granules is because they absorb the moisture better and they stick to the meat. The flavor sink into the meat versus a powder that basically just floats and falls off when you try to cook it. So I use granules, I use all premium ingredients, and again, the bell pepper and the onion and all of my and all of my recipes really drives home the flavors.
Sean Hancock is with us. He is the proprietor of Boom Premium Foods out of Petal, Mississippi, here on Shop Local Mississippi on Super Talk. Sean, like an author has to go through three or four different adaptations of the final transcript, how many times have you had to toy with this? And again, going back to the steak rub, before you were going, this is it. This, I finally got it right.
I don't know. I think it came kind of easy to me. You know, I mean, I started cooking at a really young age, or probably around 9 or 10. My mom worked three or four jobs just to keep us, you know, in clothes and shoes and whatnot. And I have some stories about that, but it would make me cry, so I'm not going to get into it. But I'm really good with flavor profiles. I can eat something and I can tell you what it has in it. I already taste the flavors in my head. So it was just a matter of me coming up with the right amounts of each one. So I basically started with the equal amounts of each one. And then I tasted it and I said, okay, well, it needs a little bit more of this. So I add a little bit more of that, or I add a little bit more of that. And then whenever I added too much of something and it made the other flavor neutral, I might have to up the flavor of bell pepper if the salt, you know, kept me from tasting the bell pepper. So I just kind of fooled around with it. It really wasn't that hard or that time consuming. I don't understand why other companies have such a hard problem making things that are not balanced, because I'm out of all the seasonings that I've ever bought, I don't know if I've ever tasted one that was balanced. And what I mean by balanced is when you taste it, nothing hits you. Nothing hits you hard. When you think about salt, okay, yeah, I can taste the salt. When you think about pepper, I can taste the pepper. When you think about onion, yeah, I can taste it. But nothing hits you hard like that, you know, like where a lot of Italian seasonings, you'll taste that. It's like, oh my gosh, that's just garlic. That's nothing but garlic. Or a lot of the Cajun seasonings, when you eat them, it's nothing but salt. You know, that's just what hits you hard. And all of my seasonings are just well balanced. And again, they're really good on everything. The old Nala Raging Cajun that I just came out with the first shipment on, that they should be on the shelves pretty soon. I'm trying them on everything now. I called it a Cajun all-purpose, and I'm really testing that out. I'm trying to put it on different things that I wouldn't ordinarily put Cajun seasoning on, and it's making it taste great. The other night I put it on steaks, just to blacken my steaks and the Raging Cajun, and it was phenomenal.
Sean, I've had the just the Bloody Mary mix itself. And of course, you could add the alcohol to it and make a true Bloody Mary. But Kelly, I have just heated it up and dipped a grilled cheese in it, just as like a tomato-based soup. It is wonderful, and it's one of the best tomato soups I've had. I've also put it as a base for my vegetable soup at home with all of our garden vegetables, and they're wonderful. Sean, go down the list real quick of all of the those health stamps that you have on all of your products. I know the GMO is a big deal.
Yeah, GMO. We're no non-GMO, no gluten, all natural. Now that can be misconceived by one of my products or two that you might see monosodium glutamate in, and glutamate, and that's just MSG. And MSG is an all-natural product. There's a misconception behind MSG, kind of like a lot of other things that come out. If it gets a bad rap, it kind of has to be proved that it's good and healthy and all-natural for it to take that rap, but until then it keeps a bad rap. And MSG is a good product. I like it.
Sean Hancock with Boom Premium Products out of Petal, Mississippi. The Shop Local Mississippi Show. If you would like to be on our show, please look us up on Facebook, Shop Local Mississippi, or our website is shoplocalmississippi.org, or shoot us an email at shoplocalms@yahoo.com. We'll be back shortly with Shop Local Mississippi Show.
This is Shop Local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3.
Welcome back to the Shop Local Mississippi Show. Kelly and I are so happy to be speaking with the Mississippians today. How y'all doing? We are back with Sean Hancock, Boom Premium Products in Petal, Mississippi, and he put out not only Bloody Mary mix, Bloody Mary seasoning, Cajun seasonings, and we're going to talk about all of the different products that he has out and where you can find them in this segment. So, Sean, tell us a little bit about the different products that you have out. I know you started with Bloody Mary. Was the idea sort of anything that could go in a Bloody Mary drink?
Yeah. So when I came up with it, I formulated, in my opinion, the perfect Bloody Mary. And I researched first, what is the perfect Bloody Mary? What's the best-selling Bloody Mary? And Zing Zang came up. I know everybody's heard of Zing Zang, and I've had Zing Zang, and I like the flavor of it. But I decided, what do I not like about Zing Zang? And it was the granule size of the seasonings, and I didn't like the way the seasoning sunk to the bottom. Before I ever got finished with the Bloody Mary, all the seasons were at the bottom. So I figured, let me find a way to keep that from happening. Let me see what I can do. So naturally, the very first thing I did was use my Boom Steak Rub. And again, that's granules. That's not a dehydrated seasoning. It's not a powder. It's a granule. So it absorbed the moisture a lot better. And it floats. It literally floats. I've had a jar sitting on the shelf for 6 months. And you go back there and look at it without shaking it up, and the seasonings are still all throughout the middle. So it's floating. And it's super good because we had the bell pepper in it. Kind of gives you something a little extra to chew on while you're drinking your Bloody Mary. I know that might sound gross to some people, but seriously, if you like bell pepper, it has a little bell pepper granule and it kind of swells up and it gives you something to, you know, again, chew on while you're drinking your Bloody Mary. It's just a different flavor profile. Nothing else I've ever seen has that in there. But when I did the Bloody Mary mix, I know that vegetables come with Bloody Mary. You want vegetables with your Bloody Mary. And so I thought, what kind of vegetables do you use? And I just researched vegetables for Bloody Mary. And I literally now have every vegetable that you can think of put in the Bloody Mary. I have it marinated in the Bloody Mary mix. So if pickles are your go-to thing, I have Bloody Mary pickles. And that's just pickles marinated in the Bloody Mary mix. You have a jar of that. You can go to Keith Coe Superstores and pick you up a jar of that. If you like okra, pickled okra, we have the okra marinated in the Bloody Mary mix. And that is my number one seller right there. We give that stuff away at these trade shows and people go nuts over it and they start buying that stuff like crazy. But again, any other type of vegetables that you can think of, we have them marinated in the Bloody Mary mix. And
now my favorite are green beans and olives.
Yeah, absolutely. We have the jumbo queen olives, pimento stuffed, green beans, whole green beans. And when you're soaking them in that Bloody Mary mix, it gives it a different flavor. It gives it a very hearty flavor. So it's not a pickled flavor anymore. It's a very hearty flavor, and I really don't have. I'm searching for other words to use for the description of that, but it's just a really hearty flavor. You got to try it out for yourself.
Well, really, and in the commercial break, you were educating us too that. And again, I'm old school. I am a Bloody Mary connoisseur, but I have only ever had Bloody Marys with vodka. But that you mentioned that Bloody Marys can be made with any number of different liquors.
Or without alcohol.
Yeah, yeah, without, yeah. Matter of fact, one of the ladies that helps me produce it, she drinks it every morning by itself, just as a tomato juice. She was already drinking V8 tomato mm-hmm. juice before this, but when she tasted the Bloody Mary, she's like, oh my goodness, it's so much more flavor and so much better tasting. So that now she just drinks that. But I have talked to other people that's the reason they buy it, is to just drink it by itself, or use it again as a soup base, a chili base, spaghetti base, a gumbo base, anything like that you want a tomato profile in. It's really good for that because it's seasoned with my Boom Steak Rub, and the Boom Steak Rub is really nothing more than salt, garlic, onion, bell pepper, and it's just granulated products.
And it's easy to come up with an idea, but it's a whole thing altogether to get this out across the state. So how have different agencies or support groups across the state, governmental or otherwise, helped you develop Boom Premium Foods?
The biggest help that I've gotten is from the Mississippi Made people here in Hattiesburg with Melissa and her group. They've expanded my horizon as far as what I can put out there and what I can do to get it out there to the public. They've given me just vital introductions to key people in the state and outside of the state to help push it. They've linked me up with the Made in Mississippi. And that's a USDA program funded by the state. Lane Milton, she's got me set up there with them. So I'm using all of their logos now. And they actually have a store up in Jackson. But they give me a lot of contacts for distributors, manufacturers, where I can buy my raw products from. And I do try to buy as many raw products as possible from the state of Mississippi. Now, naturally, I can't get some of them. They don't grow some of the products in Mississippi. But as much as I can, I try to keep everything in-house here in the state.
And I don't want to, this is not a political forum, but I think it was interesting in the first segment how you talked about all things being natural and being careful what you put in your body. This is radio, it's not television. If it were television, people could see that you care about your body, which is a good thing. So we just wanted to ask you just briefly about the efforts that that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. that's been kind of controversial as to MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, and some of the things that are going on there.
Yes, yeah, ironic because I already had this stuff going for a couple of years before I even heard of RFK or his message. And when I heard of his message, now my background is sports nutrition. I'm a 25-year sports nutritionist and personal trainer. And so I already have a background in that. So when I went to studying for the products, the right products to put in, the right products to keep out, or the wrong products to keep out, I mean, I already had a background in that. So when I heard RFK's message, I was like, wow. I mean, because I already knew about what he was talking about. It's like lined up completely and perfectly with the thoughts that were in my mind. So, yeah, I think he's right on key to keeping all the junk and the poisons, because there are so many poisons in our foods today. And if you didn't research anything more from this message right here, I invite you to research Roundup Ready Corn. Roundup Ready Corn. And what that is it's a genetically modified corn that they changed the DNA of the corn to where it would live under Roundup. So they virtually spray the entire crop of corn, and the corn withstands the poisoning from the Roundup, so it absorbs it, and that's what we're eating in our products today. So I mean, I hate it. I just don't eat it anymore.
That's why I'm happy we have our own garden, and we never have any problem growing corn.
Right.
I used to grow some things, but the local law enforcement wasn't real happy with me, so I just... You can insert your
Only
own
you,
joke.
Kelly.
Yeah, you can insert your own joke
Only
there.
You. So, Sean, tell us about how the state of Mississippi welcomed your products and your ideas, and what has Mississippi done for you as far as you choosing to have your business here and to grow here?
Well, number one, Mississippi's home. Mississippi's always home. I'm a world traveler. I travel 8 months out of the year. I'm gone, and anytime I'm gone, I'm ready to come back home. When I see that Mississippi sign, welcome back to Mississippi, I know that I'm home. I don't care what part of Mississippi I'm traveling into. Whenever I come in from Tupelo, I know that I'm home. But Mississippi has helped a ton. I'm not sure how other states are set up with helping people with small businesses, but Mississippi has a lot of outreach programs and people to talk to and people to guide you in the right ways to help you find the right products that are generated here in Mississippi. So, for example, if I can't find black pepper in Mississippi, before I quit trying to find black pepper in Mississippi, I know that I can call Lane Milton up with Mississippi Made and
Genuine
Mississippi.
Right.
My apologies. I know that I can call her, and she has a resource for me. She's either going to tell me, no, Sean, we just don't have a supplier for black pepper in Mississippi, or she knows someone and she can give me their contact information. So Mississippi has helped me a ton. I know they have a lot of financial programs out there too. Fortunately, I haven't had to go down that path. I've kind of spaced my products out to where I can I'm self-sustaining in that avenue. But I know if someone's having a hard time coming up with the finances to start off with their own venture, there are programs out there. And if it's any type of program where you're crafting something, whether it be furniture or a food product or anything that you're crafting, you can call the Genuine Mississippi people and talk to Lane Milton, and she can get you started there. Hey, if nothing else, give Melissa Socher a call. I'm not sure she wants another project. I think she's taking me on as a project. I'm not sure if she regrets that or not, but sometimes I'm a little bit of a load, because when I hear something, I want to know all about it.
And in our final 2 minutes, Sean, I know people who've been listening to this going, well, where in the world can we get Boom Premium Foods products?
Okay, the Made in Mississippi, Mississippi Made More store in Hattiesburg carries my products. The Keith Coast stores, Keith Coast Superstores. I'm approved with some of the corner markets now. Again, we are a new product. I've been out now for just over a year. So that is that's the hardest thing it took me to get wrapped around my brain in something like this. Nothing happens overnight. I'm one of those people that want something to happen very, very fast, and nothing happens overnight. So it is a little time consuming, but you just kind of relax, just let the wheels turn as it will.
And Sean, I know a lot of your products have just returned from the lab. You actually have to send products off to a lab to get them FDA approved. And am I to understand that a lot of them have just been, you've just gotten a lot of them back?
That's right.
More stores will start seeing those soon.
Yes.
And you have a Facebook page?
I do have a Facebook page. It's Boom Rubs on Facebook. And again, give me some time. I'll have all the products on a lot of these stores. This was my goal for this year, was to get all my products out. Next year, you'll start seeing them come out on the shelves.
Sean Hancock with Boom Premium Foods, thanks for joining us. Continued success.
Thank you very much, sir. Thanks for having me.
The show continues. Shop local, Mississippi. Freeze-dried candy? We're going to learn more about that and how it's tied to Mississippi when the show continues in a moment.
You're tuned in to Shop Local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3.
Welcome to the Shop Local Mississippi Show. We are so excited to be speaking with you today. Shop Local Mississippi has a Facebook page. Please drop by and leave us a comment. If you'd like to be on our show, shoplocalmississippi.org, or send us an email at shoplocalms@yahoo.com. We would love to help you promote your business and hear about how you got started as a small Mississippi business. Today we have Nikki Smith with Trotter's Treats, and we're going to let her tell you all about their business. Nikki is a native of Cleveland, Mississippi, and their business is now located in Jackson. I understand it's a family business that originated from your family's grocery store, Nikki. So tell us a little bit about Trotter's Treats and how you got started.
Okay. Yeah, so first, thank you for having me today. Trotter's Treats got started about a year and a half ago. It was kind of just a little fun idea that we had to buy a freeze dryer and to test out some freeze dried candy. We were just going to do some markets and sell it in our grocery store, Trotter's Market in Jackson, Mississippi. And we did a couple markets, and it kind of just blew up. It was one of the most fun things I've ever done, just watching everyone try it for the first time and have that experience. And so we decided to run with it. We got a building in the same shopping center as our grocery store, and we started putting it together. And we have been working on getting in C-stores, gas stations, grocery stores all across Mississippi. We have since grown from just freeze-dried candy, and we also make pickle kits now as well, and we make flavored pickles. The pickle kits seem to be a hit. They seem to be the biggest hit that we've got right now. Freeze-dried candy is still super fun to do, and we still practice with it and try out new things. The freeze-dried Skittles and the freeze-dried Jolly Ranchers, all of those are the most popular items that we do. But the pickle kits have just continuously surprised us.
Now, Nikki, I'm an old guy. I profess that. I admit that. And when everybody else seems to know what a pickle kit is, but I don't. So advise us peepaws and meemaws that are out there as to what a pickle kit is.
Okay. So they're really fun. What it is, it's a flavored pickle, chamoy, blue raspberry, cotton candy. And then inside the kit comes with a fruit roll-up. It comes with a chamoy powder, and it comes with a chamoy sauce. And you take all of the candy that comes in the kit, and you wrap the pickle in the fruit roll-up, and you stuff the pickle with the sour candies, and you put the powder on the candy, on the pickle, and then you eat it. So it's basically you're taking all this candy and you're stuffing it inside of a pickle and then you eat it.
But to a kid, that sounds amazing. Think about when they go and they fix their own ice cream. You've got Nerds, gummy
the sprinkles.
Worms and Oreos and everything just all...
But I would think as an adult, Nikki, you had to be heavily medicated to come up with...
Or did your children, did the children come up with this?
Yeah.
So it's definitely a kid's, it targets more of the kids, but the amount of adults that we've had come into Trotter's Market and tell us how much they love the pickle kits, you would be surprised. It is really turned into a thing that if it's your niche, then they love it.
And you've got pickle people out there that will try pickle anything.
Anything, yes.
Anything.
Yes. Pickle is a big thing right now, and a pickle kit, like to the ones who love pickles, is just a dream.
Now, I know since the onset of the space program back in the 1960s, and those of you that weren't around like I was, Google it, read about it. The 60s were pretty cool, but NASA came up with freeze-dried eggs and freeze-dried everything, to the space mm-hmm. program. But freeze-dried candy, I'm not sure that I can wrap my head around that concept. So when you were thinking of freeze-drying something, how did you come up with candy, Nikki?
This idea was actually brought to me by one of our reps. And it wasn't brought to me directly. It was brought to my boss. And she came to me, and she was like, we need a freeze-dryer, and we need to freeze-dry candy. And I'm not going to lie. My first reaction was kind of like you. I was like, are you crazy? What in the world? Freeze-dry candy? But then we got a freeze dryer and we tried it, and it's amazing how well it holds the flavor of what you're using, but changes the texture. It makes everything a little bit easier to eat. It's very light and airy, and you can sit there and eat it back to back. I know with Jolly Ranchers, you only eat one or two of those, but freeze dried Jolly Ranchers, I can eat 20.
How does this, Nikki, how does this compare to freeze-dried fruit? Is it the same machine that you would use to freeze-dry fruit, which I guess is how freeze-dried candy evolved from freeze-dried fruit?
Yeah, so you can use the same machine. There's different settings, and fruit takes a whole lot longer. Fruit can take up to 32 hours to get all the moisture completely out of the fruit. Candy, the max that I run candy is 12, and that's usually just like overnight runs for the ones that are a little bit harder to do, like gummies. We don't do fruit that often just because of how long it does take the process with that. But you can use the same machine to do that.
And obviously, there's a need for it because it's doing very well, the freeze-dried candies. But why would you think that you would need to freeze-dry candy? For example, the Jolly Ranchers are hard candy, right? So why would you need to freeze-dry something that's already in a hardened form like Jolly Ranchers?
So one of my favorite comments that I've gotten from a customer is it was an older gentleman who had a hard time eating peanut brittle because it was so hard and crunchy. And you can freeze-dry peanut brittle, and we were for a little while, and he would buy it up because he could finally enjoy his favorite candy again because it's so light and airy that he didn't really need, you know, like it wasn't that hard on his teeth. And I think that that's one of the reasons why it's kind of a need for people who are getting older and they can't enjoy those candies anymore. Now they have an opportunity to do it.
Now, you mentioned the Skittles, and the Skittles are kind of chewy on the inside. Does the freeze-drying process affect the texture of the candy, and if so, how?
So it takes all the moisture out of anything that you freeze-dry, and then it puffs it up into a light, airy, crunchy consistency. So with the Skittles, it goes from this chewy candy to this little puffball of a light, airy, almost melt in your mouth kind of consistency.
So it really, in this particular, if I'm envisioning this correctly, a Skittle becomes a nerd, kind of.
A puffball nerd. like a cheese puff.
Yeah, so you can still see the outer shell, but the inside, what was chewy, puffs up, and it's white. So it almost looks like a piece of popcorn that's colored on the outside.
Does the sugar consistent, does it intensify, or does it take away some of the sweet taste of it?
It intensifies the flavor
That's
of everything
why my
that
kids
we do.
Can't live without freeze-dried candy because it intensifies the sugar.
It does.
You do Skittles, you do Jolly Ranchers, do you do the peach rings?
Mm-hmm.
Do you do?
We do the peach rings.
Oreos? I've seen Oreos.
We don't do the Oreos. So with Oreos, they're a little bit trickier. What you have to do is you have to scoop the inside of the Oreo out, and then you have to mix it with a marshmallow cream, and then you re-stuff the Oreo.
Oh, that's
too much
work.
And then you freeze-dry it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, because the interesting thing is for candy, if a starch is in the first three ingredients, the candy doesn't usually do very well. And so, like with Oreos, that filling, it doesn't freeze-dry without adding something to it to get it to give that puffy consistency that everyone enjoys.
So when you went through this process and you said we're going to freeze-dry candy at Trotter's mm-hmm. Treats in Jackson, what made you pull the trigger, Nikki? Because you even said when you heard the idea initially, you're going, oh my gosh, that seems a little far-fetched. What made you pull the trigger to do it?
The only thing that made me pull the trigger was when an idea is brought to me, can see it or not, I run with it. I test it out anyways. And once I did my first batch, it failed. It was a terrible run. Everything came out mushy and burnt. It was very interesting. The thing with freeze dryers and freeze drying candy, every candy runs for a different time and needs a different setting for heat. The freeze dryers can go up to 150 degrees, and every candy I runs between 130 and 150 degrees. So it took there was a lot of trial and error, and there was a lot of times where I thought to myself, like, this isn't actually going to work. The only thing that really pushed me to want to have a business for it is the first market we did and seeing the expressions on customers' faces trying it for the first time and enjoying it. And I loved that joy that was coming back from my customers. But whether they liked it fully or not, still trying it for the first time and being surprised by how much it changes the texture, I enjoyed that. And so it made me want to run with it, and it made me want to let every customer have that experience. I felt like everyone in the world needed to try freeze-dried candy at least once.
So, Nikki, talking about you taking this to festivals, you mean like you set up a booth, and that's one great thing about Mississippi. If there's a town or a community, they're going to have some sort of festival or a fair.
Day in the park.
Or, right, yeah. And that's how you sort of saw that Mississippi welcomed your product, correct?
Absolutely, yes. We were very welcomed throughout Mississippi in different festivals, different markets, getting phone calls constantly asking us to do different markets and festivals because people were enjoying the product. And I feel like if it wasn't for Mississippi, honestly, I feel like there's a chance that I wouldn't be where I am right now because everyone here has just been so welcoming and so reassuring that they want to see me do well in the business.
Well, Nikki Smith is with us from Trotter's Treats now in Jackson, Mississippi. But Nikki, being from Cleveland, I'm surprised she hasn't dried fish or dry
fish.
Freeze-dried catfish. That would be the next natural thing. We'll talk about how the state of Mississippi has helped her get that business along. Trotter's Treats, Nikki Smith is your proprietor, and we'll continue that discussion after these commercial messages. You're listening to Shop Local Mississippi.
Now back to Shop Local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3.
Continuing our discussion with Nikki Smith from Trotter's Treats in Jackson. Hey, don't forget if you'd like to join us on the program, drop us a note at shoplocalms. That's shoplocalms@yahoo.com. Or you can look us up on the website, which is shoplocalmississippi.org. shoplocalmississippi.org or the Facebook page Shop Local Mississippi. So you'll probably get us in one of those three ways. We'd love to hear from you how you are developing your product and doing business in Mississippi and how the state of Mississippi has helped you in that advancement of your product. And Nikki, as we welcome you back, that's where I want to go. Tell me, I mean, it's one thing to have an idea and even be able to put it together, but it takes quite a team to be able to get the word out to the rest of the state that you have freeze-dried candy. So,
yes.
And obviously it's popular, the pickle packs as well, which I'm learning about that are so popular. So let's talk about that cooperative effort between your company and the state of Mississippi.
We work with several different people in the state of Mississippi. We have gotten in. I did the Pickle Fest at the Ag Museum here in Jackson, and that was so much fun. We really enjoyed doing that and having our pickles there and having the support from them. And then I have also worked with different, Refresh. They are a vending machine company in Mississippi, and they have been a big part of helping us get our product out, and they have been an amazing team member for us. They have been fantastic. And Keith's Superstores, they have been wonderful. They were actually one of my biggest, they were my first big break in Mississippi. They have been an amazing partner for us, and they were so welcoming and so encouraging because we were Mississippi-made products. I have enjoyed working with them throughout this experience as well.
Well, we kind of joked about the freeze-dried catfish.
Anything on the horizon in the meat department?
That would be interesting.
There are
people out there that are doing that. Freeze-dried fish would definitely be something.
We were kind of joking, but you never know. Right, you were probably joking at one time we talked about freeze-dried candy, but here you are.
So, Nikki, have you tapped into the Genuine Mississippi network?
Yes, we are in with Genuine
Wonderful.
Mississippi as well. Mm-hmm. And they have actually helped us get into some of the markets. We were in the fair with them last year. They've been incredible as well.
And they can also help folks, just so everyone knows, if you have a small business, Genuine Mississippi is government funded. It is just about free to join, and they open up a huge door of opportunity for retailers as well as resources. If you need co-packing or packaging or ingredients, they can direct you where to in Mississippi to get those things done. So, Nikki, when you source out your materials and products and packaging, where do you look first for those? Do you seek out within Mississippi first? And where did you find those things for folks that might have a need like yours?
So for us, we did have a little bit of a head start on those types of items because our grocery store, through those vendors, I was able to get my hands on some of the containers and labels. We use Webstront a lot to order our containers currently because that's just the cheapest place that we've found them. And then also the label back label process. With the nutritional facts, we use a date code genie, which has been an amazing thing for our products. It comes in and it is a thermal printer and it gives you a software that you can implement your ingredients and it prints the label exactly how it needs to be printed. And it has been a dream for us.
Very nice. Very nice. For those out there that are looking for packaging or labeling, definitely look up Genuine Mississippi and they can direct you to folks in Mississippi that do those things as well. I know that TaylorMade Labels in Richland is a wonderful
label maker. They're very helpful with that.
Yes. And hopefully, Kelly, in the future, with the great things that are happening, coming on down to Mississippi, hopefully we'll have more sourcing for ingredients and materials and packaging and more manufacturing going on in Mississippi. I know I hear every day about a new factory or plant that's opening in Mississippi, and that is absolutely wonderful.
Nikki Smith is with us from Trotter's Treats. Going back to the freeze-dried candy, Nikki, I'm guessing kids are the driving market. In this, and how do you get feedback from kids as to what they like or what they don't like?
Feedback from our customers is the biggest key. Sampling. I do a lot of sampling. Doing pop-ups at different Mississippi small businesses and letting customers try the candy and letting me know which ones they liked, which ones they don't like.
So it's just as simple as that then, feedback and directly tied into sales as well, I would guess.
Yes, yes. If we try a new product and we push it out with our customers, I work with them and let them, they talk back to me. Partnerships are very important and their feedback is what's going to drive the business. And so if they have a product that's not moving for them, then we'll help switch it out and we will just discontinue.
Well, we want to wish you nothing but the best in your continued efforts located on Old Canton Road in Jackson. Nikki Smith is with Trotter's Treats, and they've been in business now a year and a half and going onward and upward. Nikki, thanks for joining us on Shop Local Mississippi.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, Nikki Smith. Well, Melissa, two more proprietors that people probably didn't know about, and they're doing business right here in the state.
I'm just learning. I'm so excited. This is absolutely wonderful.
And we'll be back next week for another installment of Shop Local Mississippi here on Super Talk Mississippi.